Welcome to Silly Stories for Kids with me, Sam, a podcast where I make up a silly story just for you. If you'd like to be in one of our silly stories, head over to sillystoriesforkids.com. It's always great to meet the families that are listening to our silly stories. Now, do you know what's going to happen in today's adventure? Me either. There's only one way to find out.
Okay, let's go.
One day, three little girls named Holly, Aubrey and Brinley were all getting ready because today was their school cross country.
I've been practicing lots, said Holly.
Me too, said Aubrey.
That doesn't matter because I'm going to win, said Brin.
Brinley, you don't even get to run in the cross country. You're in kinder.
Yeah, but I'm going to run because I am the best.
Oh, Brinley, said Holly. They were on their way to school and they were all so excited. As they got out the car and raced up to their classrooms, they said goodbye.
We'll see you at cross country, they all said.
The day started and all the classes got marshalled up to where the cross country was going to be. They all sat down in their classes waiting for their races. When the sports teacher got up and said something very interesting.
All right, kids, this year we've decided to do things a little bit differently. Instead of having individual classes race, we've decided to have a whole school cross country. Everyone from kinder right through to grade six is all going to be racing.
What? Said Holly.
I told you I'm going to win, said Brinley.
I still don't think you're going to win, Brinley, said Aubrey.
Well, I definitely am, she said.
Oh dear, said Holly. Brinley, you're not going to be able to win. There's very, very fast kids at this school and you are only in kinder.
That doesn't matter because I have the speedy legs.
The speedy legs?
Yeah, watch.
Brinley started running on the spot.
Brinley, that is not going to be fast enough. You watch, said Brin.
Oh, all right, said Holly. Holly and Aubrey laughed to each other. It's fine. Just let her think she's going to win, said Aubrey. All the kids from the school were getting ready and the sports teacher had them all coming up to the starting line.
Hey, Holly, said Aubrey.
Yeah, said Holly.
Is it just me or does the cross-country track look extra bumpy?
Yeah, there's some kind of weird little mounds of dirt, isn't there?
That's a bit strange, said Aubrey.
Brinley was standing next to them both, doing some stretches.
Oh, yep, good idea, Brin.
Holly looked across and she saw her mum and dad in the crowd. She waved. And they both waved back. Aubrey and Brinley waved as well.
Holly,
said Brinley.
Yes, Brinley.
Is that Pim Pim?
What? Said Holly. She looked out into the crowd, searching. She could see a little bit of purple fluff. She called out,
Pim Pim, is that you?
No, Pim Pim here,
yelled back a voice. Uh-oh, said Holly. That's never a good sign. Never ever, said Aubrey. Oh well, let's see what happens. They were lined up at the starting line and the sports teacher held up the starting gun. All right, is everybody ready? Remember, the winner is the winner for the entire school. Is everybody ready? And all the kids yelled, yes! All right, ready, set, bang! The starting gun went off and all the kids started to run. There were kids right from year six down to kinder, all charging down the cross country track together. But as they started to run, those little mounds of dirt that Holly and Aubrey had seen turned out to be more than just mounds of dirt. Airbags started bursting up out of the ground, throwing kids into the air left, right and centre. Wow! 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 Kids were all flying off the cross-country track.
What's going on, said the sports teacher. Who did all this?
It was Pim Pim, yelled out Holly as she was running past.
Who's Pim Pim? Yelled out the sports teacher.
No, Pim Pim here,
yelled out Pim Pim from the crowd.
Pim Pim, yelled Aubrey.
I'm gonna win,
yelled Brinley, very far towards the back of the pack. But she kept going, dodging all of the airbags that were in the middle of the ground. The kids all kept racing past the airbags. As they got to the other side, there were not that many kids left in the race. Lots were stuck in trees and on the side of the track. Some kids even landed amongst the parents and got caught by their mums and dads. But the kids kept running and Brinley kept charging. There was a little boy in the lead who was running very, very quickly. And as he approached the next section, something very strange happened. He looked up and as he did, he saw some things popping up out of the ground on the sides of the cross-country track.
What are those? He thought.
I think they're water guns,
yelled out Bryn from the back of the pack. Water gun, said the boy. Pshaw! He got blasted sideways by a water gun on the side of the cross-country track. We're under attack, yelled the kids. They were all racing and diving and trying to get out of the way as water guns popped up everywhere around the cross-country track and started spraying all the kids. Psh, 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 wah! They yelled as they got blasted off the path. Holly was running and diving and ducking, trying to avoid all the water guns. Aubrey started to crawl to get underneath some that were blasting the way through. Brinley was just a little bit too short. All the water guns seemed to blast straight over the top of her head. They were knocking over all the other kids, but she just kept running. As the kids all raced through the next section, not many kids were left on the track. The kids raced on, and as they approached the next section, they were starting to get quite worried. I wonder what it is this time, said the boy at the front to the boy next to him. I don't know, let's keep running. They raced and they ran. Holly, Aubrey and Brinley kept charging up behind, getting closer and closer to the front of the pack. As the kids all entered the next section, all of a sudden, something very strange happened. Two trees suddenly grew out of the ground either side of the cross-country track. Trees, said the boy. That's weird. They looked up and in the top of the tree there were two chimpanzees.
Right, you kids. Now you're in trouble. Thanks for the invite, Pim Pim,
yelled out the chimp brothers.
Not Pim Pim here, yelled out Pim Pim from the crowd.
The chimp brothers pulled out their banana bazookas and started shooting bananas at all the kids running past.
Ow,
said the little boy.
Ew,
said a girl that was near the front. The kids were all ducking and diving and trying to hide as bananas were firing from all directions. Holly was ducking and weaving and trying to avoid the shooting bananas. Aubrey was racing behind. She hid behind a little girl who got hit square in the stomach. Ow, said the girl. Sorry, said Aubrey, but thank you. She kept running. And Brinley kept dodging and weaving right through the middle, getting closer and closer to the front. All of a sudden, as they went past the Chimp Brothers section, there was only Holly, Aubrey and Brinley left. We're almost there, said Holly. We're going to come in first, second and third, said Aubrey.
I'm going to win, said Brinley.
Not today, said Holly, as she took off as quickly as she could.
I'm coming too, yelled Aubrey as she raced off after her.
Brinley just kept running at a very steady pace. Holly and Aubrey were racing closer and closer towards the finish line. They could see it. It was in sight. They were neck and neck, getting closer and closer and closer until there was a very leafy section of track. There was leaves all over the ground and Holly and Aubrey both stepped into it at the same time. Uh-oh, said Holly as she looked up. We've fallen into a pit, said Aubrey. Somebody dug a pit and covered it with leaves. As they were sitting in the pit, they saw something jump over the top of them.
I am Brinley, I am the winner, said Brinley as she went jumping over the top of the pit.
Brinley, yelled Holly. Brinley raced across the finish line in first place. She was cheering and waving and everybody was so excited. It looks like one of our kinder kids has won the cross country. How is this even possible? Have you got anything that you'd like to say, little girl? Said the sports teacher. Brinley took the microphone and said,
I would like to say that I am Brinley and I am the winner. And I want to say a big thank you to Pim Pim and the Chimp Brothers for helping me win.
What? Yelled Holly as she was climbing out of the pit. Aubrey stuck her head out too.
Brinley, did you invite Pim Pim to the cross country? Well, he said that he wanted to come have some fun and I said that I wanted to win. So me and Pim Pim came up with a big plan to make sure that Brinley was the winner.
What? Said Holly. That's cheating.
I am the Brinley, I am the winner, said Brinley.
Oh dear, said Aubrey. They looked back at the cross-country track and boy was it a mess. There was pits and holes and banana-splattered kids all over the ground and super-soaked kids stuck all over the place. And some of the kids at the start were still climbing out of the trees. But there was Brinley, accepting her medal, holding it high above her head.
We declare the first annual school cross-country winner as Brinley Joy.
Hooray! Yelled all the parents. Oh dear, said Holly.
I am also the winner, said Pim Pim as he came up and tried to take Brinley's medal. No, I'm the winner, said Brin. No, because I did all the cheating, so it is partly my medal.
Did you say cheating, said the sports teacher?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who are you? And what, did you cause all this chaos?
I think it is time for me to go now. Okay, see you kids, bye!
and Pim Pim ran away, and Brinley was left standing with her medal, showing it and waving it to the crowd, and everyone cheered. As they were climbing back into the car in the afternoon, Brinley, still with her medal around her neck, they were getting picked up by their Nonna and Papa today. And when they hopped in Nonna's car, Nonna said, "Brinley, did you win the cross country? How did you do that?"
"Well," said Brin, "I don't think you'd believe me even if I told you."
And that is the end of the story.
Do you have a sporting event that you would like to win? Well, call Pim Pim's Cheating Company and we can help you cheat to make sure that you are the winner because cheating is the best.
Pim Pim?
Oh dear. No, I didn't say that.
Pim Pim, you can't tell all the kids that cheating is the best.
Well, what do I tell them is the best?
Well, what's actually the best? Because cheating is not a good way to win.
Maybe, I could tell all the kids about silly stories?
I think they know about silly stories, Pim Pim. They're already listening.
Oh, well, maybe you should all like and send us a review to say that silly stories is the best. And make sure that you also say that Pim Pim is the best, because I am definitely the best. And don't do cheating. Cheating is bad.
Yes, cheating is bad.
Okay, well, this has been from me, the Pim Pim.
And from me, Sam. We'll see you soon.